students from NAU came to see the exhibit just after it opened and chose their poems to write about. And then the museum had to close before the poems were completed and before we could put them up, before anybody could come see the exhibit or the poems. So we've been trying to bring this art and these poems out to the public in other ways. In this period of social distancing and museum closure, the museum's been bringing everything we can online, including we brought these poems on as read by the students, and all 15 poems can be heard there and seen along with the pieces of art. We also created a small chapbook that people can just download and print out for free that has the poems in them. And I really hope that people can enjoy this chance to see the art that's in this exhibit and enjoy the poems at this time while we're still waiting. And we are still waiting for the museum to reopen. This is Hidden Loveliness, a poem by Penny Trunzo. And she wrote her poem in reference to San Francisco Peaks from Cameron, which was a painting by Lillian Wilhelm Smith.
The incessant desert landscape spans towards the mountains, yearning for the moisture from higher lands, far on the blue horizon to travel over. The plants, animals, and people find solace from the harsh sun and shade provided only by tenacious trees. All must hope the Kachinas will soon wash the rains over the dry sands and rush toward
this the is desert marsh. Scene pairs well with Barefoot Moscato by Ash Lohman. She wrote her poem in response to the painting Desert Scene by Harriet Morton Holmes.
You've heard greens and mauves will meld to a melodic haze, yet to you the desert is still a brutal place, the unforgiving shape of sinning. But have you smelled the desert in winter? It's a beautifully breathy citrus kiss, saccharine of what you learn to love, like the tangerine-toned breeze ornamenting either end of desert days.
This is God Lives in a Desert Church by Madeline Linder. She wrote her poem in response to the painting Church at Rancho de Taos by Mary Russell Farrell Colton.
A big beige building. There are no windows. There is no door. There is no heart to even beat. He was born here. The desert holds his hands throughout the days while all the people ache outside. Who resides inside?
This is Nightfire by Carla Habershaw. She wrote her poem in response to the painting A Navajo Dance by Firelight by Lillian Wilhelm Smith.
Night hangs in the sky heavy, shining a turquoise gleam. The sun is long gone but remembered. Fire burns bright and high. Flames ripple into the ether. Embers fly out into the cold night. Like a geode, the night is torn open. Light bounces and refracts, jumping from the fire's source to adorning jewelry, to faces of Navajos dancing by firelight. Night is not calm and cold and lonely. It is a swirling extension, evolving energies.